for the 122nd time in the fabled history of the two NFL franchises. The Packers play the Vikings this Sunday. The game's at Lambeau. The Vikes are hanging on to a playoff spot by a thread after a loss at home to the L.A. Rams last Sunday. Hello, everybody. How you doing? This is Greg Stewart. Welcome to Sports and Commentary. Today, this show is sponsored by your tax-deductible gifts to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can find us anytime online for all the info you need to connect and give and help sponsor this show at WWIB.com. Minnesota could have used the services of receiver slash kick returner Chad Beebe down the stretch this season. The fourth-year player out of Northern Illinois was injured in a preseason game against Kansas City, and he hasn't been back since. The husband and new daddy, as of August, returns after a sports and commentary Christmas break to wrap things up with me to talk about football and faith. Chad, thanks for taking the time again. And Happy New Year to you. Why don't you take a few minutes and talk about 2020, which is your breakout season at Minnesota. You caught a lot of passes, returned kicks, had some big plays. Share some stories of last year, will you?
Yeah. You know, so last year, again, by God's grace, I was healthy and was able to contribute as much as I could. And truthfully, last year is when I finally felt like I was kind of gaining some momentum, you know, being able to stay healthy all year and have, you know, a few balls thrown my way, try to make as many plays as I could. You know, probably the bigger story of that year would have been the Carolina game, where it actually it started out as drastic. You know, I had unfortunately dropped a punt, relaxed too much. It was kind of a routine punt return, and just relaxed, ended up dropping the ball, and that in turn actually almost lost us the game. And we needed this game to have hopes to make the playoffs, you know. So if we lost that, it was over with at that point. And you know, this was about 2 minutes left in the game, and that's when it happened. Thank God, you know, our defense was able to hold to a field goal. So then we ended up getting the ball back with, you know, about a little over a minute or so left in the game, and we still had a chance to win. And, you know, I remember walking onto the field just praying, you know, Lord, you know, let me be able to contribute, you know, to kind of make up for what I did, you know, previously. Because I just felt terrible. You know, you feel bad for your team, your teammates and coaches, blah, blah, blah. And you know, thank the Lord, it caught a few passes to help us drive down the field. And then, you know, Kirk Cousins, he found me in the back of the end zone on that last play of that drive there to go ahead and go up with only, you know, 30 seconds left in the game or so. And I mean, honestly, my heart just filled up with thankfulness, and I was obviously fired up to be able to help, you know, our team and contribute that way. And it's just funny because honestly on that play, I was the last read. So I don't know what drew, you know, Kirk's eyes to me, but I'm just thankful that, that the play was there and that he gave me a chance.
Yeah, that's good stuff. All right, as we wrap things up with you, Chad, why don't you share a little bit about what God has taught you through the many challenges that you've faced as a football player in college and now in the pros with Minnesota Vikings, will you?
Yeah, another good question. You know, I think the biggest one, and there's been a few, but I think I'll just share this one, is that he'll never leave you and he'll never forsake you. You know, sometimes when you're going through hard times, you think that first of all, it's just you that's going through this, which is never the case. Everybody's always got something they're going through. But secondly, that, you know, where's God? You know, where's our Lord and Savior in this? You know, I found myself asking myself that many a times. And then I look back, you know, I where I'm at in my life right now, I look back and I can see, you know, the Lord's fingerprints all over my life, you know. And honestly, just the mere fact that I'm in my fourth year in the NFL is proof enough that the Lord exists, because my story makes absolutely no sense. without Jesus. It really doesn't. So I think that's one of the bigger things that he's taught me over this time, that he is always there, whether you can feel him or whether you can see him. He's always right there. You just gotta, be still and really listen in. He's always right by your side. That's one of the bigger things he's taught me, that's for sure.
Yep, and we can all learn that lesson. Chad Beebe, the Minnesota Vikings, thank you for taking the time to come back again with us on Sports and Commentary. God bless you.
Well, thanks, Greg. I appreciate you having me. Mm.
All right, well, my friends, thanks for your support of Sports and Commentary through your gifts to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated through all these years. This is our final episode of the show, dating back almost 40 years on WWIB, and it's been an honor to chat with coaches and athletes who have something beyond the playing field to share with you. They know what really matters in the big picture, and that's a personal, perpetual relationship with the ultimate champion, Jesus Christ. I hope that describes you too. We may be back in the future with occasional special edition series of Sports and Commentary, depending on the sporting event and the personalities. So thanks again so much for allowing me to bring these stories to you for all these years on Sports and Commentary. I'm Greg Stewart. God bless you.